So I spend quite a lot of my time talking to people about why this is going on and why it's been allowed to go on. And the sort of consensus on this really is, A, that advertisers don't like to hear about it. There's the whole fear of finding out thing that people have been talking about now for some years, actually. It's also the kind of, you know, well, the trouble is we need to use digital media because that's where the audience is.
Mm.
And maybe this stuff is just a cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't necessarily measure the effect, or maybe we can. We can look at, you know, certain vanity metrics or click-through rates or whatever. So, you know, it is a scandal. It is, in my view, something of a scam. Is that this entire industry is being built up on the basis of very little, really. And, you know, advertising is probably the only industry in the world where you buy something that is here today, gone tomorrow. There's no product as such. I mean, if you buy gold, you get gold, even if it's sometimes not real gold, like fool's gold, as I put in the article.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a Rolex, but it might not be a Rolex. It might be a Chinese Rolex, but at least you're holding something. Media disappears in a flash. It's very hard to measure. It's ephemeral. It's hard to know whether it's made any difference or not. And in a world where attention is very short, the chances of trying to measure anything like that has become less and less. So it's the only industry in the world where all the goods are perishable within seconds. And therefore knowing whether you've bought something worthwhile is really hard. But we used to be able to do this an awful lot more when advertising was scarce, and now advertising is just in vast oversupply, and it's therefore very hard to track, measure, and prove whether it had any impact or not.
Mm. So does it call into question the effectiveness of actual advertising online that is being presumably viewed by lots of people, let's say on an actual publisher's site, like the New York Times? Like if they can't tell the difference of what's working or not between advertising against an actual publisher versus an MFA site, to me that's a huge problem.
It is a huge problem. And the trouble is you can't tell the good from the bad. It all looks the same and it's all transacted on the same basis. And the column before last is where I started to talk about this and said, you know, the problem is that all impressions are equal because they're paid, you know, they're pretty much paid. You know, it's the currency that everybody uses. But there's not much else added to the impression to value it. When we first started down this road 15 years ago, it was like, oh, well, you buy impressions, but because they are infused with so much rich data about the user and their habits,
the demographics
and the stuff they like and their intentions. So the impression is enriched in that way. And that was the principle everybody was working towards. And you kind of go, well, yeah, right. You know, how are you going to do that for all these trillions of impressions? So what I started to talk about recently is, you know, the way that media is both sold and valued needs to change so that you know whether you're buying a high value impression, including things like, is it a high attention impression? Is it reaching the right audience in the right way? All that sort of stuff. But instead of getting to that point, which is supposed to be the end point of programmatic, we've actually ended up in a completely different place where it's just lowest common denominator stuff. And the real reason for that is the financial incentive is just to pump billions of impressions out because everybody in the supply chain gets paid per impression. So it's in their interest just to flood the market, which is what they've done. And whole ad tech companies have become vastly, and some might say obscenely, wealthy on the back of it. And the clients, unfortunately, have been pushed out of the situation by, you know, by the whole industry in many ways. And some of them have turned a blind eye. Some don't know what's going on.
Though they're the ones paying. And
they're paying for
funding,
everything. I mean,
yeah.
This is one of the things is that if you actually look at the lumascapes, there are lumascapes for the online web, there's lumascapes for collected TV, for what I'm calling commerce tech. There's all these supply chains. They're all funded by the same people, by the advertisers. And the 30% or 35% that they lose in the process, always goes into the process, funds all of those ad tech companies that have grown up over the last 20 years.